From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. The federal government is poised to take dramatic action to rescue the struggling mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That's the subject of published reports today and of controversy on the campaign trail. The Democratic presidential nominee, Barack Obama, issued this warning during a speech in Terre Haute, Indiana.
We must not allow government intervention to protect investors and speculators who relied on the government to reap massive profits.
And Sarah Palin, number two on the Republican ticket, promised to rein in the mortgage titans.
The McCain-Palin administration will make them smaller and smarter and more effective for homeowners who need help.
In the immediate future, the government is expected to take the two companies into conservatorship. NPR's John Itzde has more.
Earlier this summer, Congress gave the Treasury Department the authority to inject capital into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and stand behind their debt. Treasury Secretary Paulson said at the time he had no plans to use the powers. The hope was that the financial markets would gain confidence in the companies and the housing and mortgage markets would stabilize. They haven't. And it now appears the government is on the brink of seizing control of Fannie and Freddie, which hold or guarantee more than half the mortgages in the United States. Charles Calamiris, professor of financial institutions at Columbia University in New York, says it's the right move to make at this point.
The intent is to keep these things operating, that is, to keep the mortgage flow continuing. And that's essential because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have constituted such a huge share of that mortgage flow. And with the credit crunch in the private banking sector, it's all the more important.
According to news reports, yesterday afternoon, Daniel Mudd, the chief executive of Fannie Mae, and Richard Syron, his counterpart at Freddie Mac, were summoned separately to the offices of their new regulator, the Federal Housing Finance Agency. There, chief regulator James Lockhart, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and Treasury Secretary Paulson informed them of the plan, which represents a sweeping government intervention in the financial markets. According to the reports, they were told, among other things, that they would be dismissed and that the government would take over operation of the companies. In addition, the government would inject capital as needed to offset losses on bad mortgages the companies hold or guarantee. According to the reports, investors who own common stock in the companies could be virtually wiped out or at least see their stock value diluted, but holders of preferred shares and company debt may be protected. It's possible all of this could cost U.S. taxpayers tens of billions of dollars or more, but Charles Calamiris argues it's worth the risk.
I'm pretty optimistic about the taxpayer exposure. I don't think it's going to be that large. And, of course, even if it were tens of billions of dollars, the cost in terms of the overall condition of the economy that would result from not intervening would be much greater.
It's been suggested the unveiling of the plan could come as early as this weekend, but the Treasury has declined to comment on the reports. John Itzde, NPR News.